Page 20 continued. CCB Teleconference Board Meeting Minutes Summary, January 25, 2016, by Artis Basin, CCB Secretary. Jeff Tom brought the teleconference board meeting to order, and Artis Basin called the roll. President Jeff Tom, page 21. Eugene Lozano, Jr., Second Vice President. President Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Basin. Treasurer Peter Bardini, Immediate Past President Donna Pomerantz. Directors, Lena Bandy, Vincent Calderon, Joe Lopez, Pam Metz, Charles Nabaretti, Paul Patch, Jr., Frank Welty, and Robert Wendt. Steve Fort was absent. Judy made a motion to accept the October 4th minutes as sent, which was seconded and passed. Judy made a motion to accept the October 26th minutes. Lena seconded the motion, and it passed. Judy made a motion to accept the December 29th minutes. Donna seconded the motion, and it passed. Jeff spoke about our involvement in the Coalition on Long-Term Care Services and Supports. The Mutt-Strutt options were discussed. Judy made a motion to have no Mutt-Strutt in Sacramento in 2016. Gene seconded the motion, and it passed. Donna made a motion to delay the acceptance of the L.A. Mutt-Strutt until March. Peter seconded the motion, and it passed. Gene gave an update on the upcoming CCB convention. Page 22. Peter made a motion to provide subsidies for meals at the convention. Artis seconded the motion, and it passed unanimously. Artis made a motion stating the revocation of the AMC chapter would remain in place based on the subsequent actions taken by the AMC affiliate. Frank seconded the motion. In the course of discussion, and before a vote could be taken, Charles brought another motion forward. Charles moved to refer this issue to a committee of the board to try to resolve the problem by March. Joe seconded the motion. Judy made an amendment to Charles's motion, which was accepted, that all records from AMC be released to this committee. The motion passed with Vince voting no and Gene abstaining. Judy made a motion to sign a contract with San Diego Events. Mark seconded the motion, and it passed. Judy said the Publications Committee will come with a recommendation on the BC cassette version at the next board meeting. More investigation is needed before any recommendation can be made on the vehicle donation website. Peter mentioned needing to transfer from savings to cover expenses. Page 23. Public comments on items not on the agenda were taken. Artis made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Peter seconded the motion, and it passed at 9:54 p.m.